there's a guy that made the dance, like, I think it was the peekaboo dance, right? On TikTok and it trends.
Yeah.
But he's the creator and no one knows who he is. Would you be the guy that has a trend that you started and it blows up, but then no one knows who you are? Like, would you want that? Like,
what would be the other?
Because there's another one where that TikTok, you know,
right? Yeah,
that one. I remember the OG guy that did it. He just got washed away.
Zero credit. Yeah, that's a tough one because, like, I would like to be a creator of a dance or like a meme or something, but then I'd want to at least get credit for it. Like, even if it's not good enough credit, as long as, like, the meme starts and people know my name, like, oh, Daniel did that. Even if, like, from there, like, everyone kind of goes off and then it becomes someone else's thing, I'm okay with that. Just as long as, like, a handful of people know that Daniel started it, I'm fine with it. So, like, I'm at that point. But, like, I also know, like, I'm not someone that's huge or anything, so, like, I wouldn't be offended if I start something and it takes off and no one ever knows me. Like, I'm fine with that. It sucks, but I think the fact that that could happen, I think, would be really cool. Mm-hmm. Only because I feel like I'm an unknown person. Mm-hmm. If I was more famous and I did create something, I think I would be a little irked if I got no credit for it.
I'd just be irked because I want some way to monetize. That's the only thing that would get me.
How would you?
Which reminds me, Sailing with Phoenix, he made it to Hawaii. Ooh. But have you seen his videos? Like,
was it Hawaii?
Yeah, Oregon to Hawaii,
or was it Florida for? No,
it's Hawaii, Oregon to Hawaii.
Oh,
have you been keeping up with them?
Not like actively, but he does pop up on my.
There's a
page.
Fucking. Dude, this fucking company is fucking smart, dude. Because, you know, a lot of eyes are watching him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so what they did was they dropped the care package.
Oh, yeah. I saw that video.
That's smart.
I saw the video. But I didn't see. So the video that I saw is him saying, like, there's a plane following me. And then all of a sudden they drop the package. He opens it up and it has, like, handwritten letters. So he mm-hmm. reads them. Mm-hmm. And then he does a follow-up saying, like, oh, it was this company that dropped it. Mm-hmm. But I only saw the first video that didn't even mention the companies.
It was funny because I was talking about this with my coworker, and the way he did it, the very first time he did it, when he was reading the letter, he's like, dang, he kind of messed up because he didn't monetize it. He should have went like, I'll mention you guys in the video. He's always thinking about monetization. He's like, I'll mention you guys, but you got to pay me. And yeah. I think they got free advertisement. For sure. It's funny because one of the comment section is, dude, there was probably a business meeting talking about this. Let's drop a package to...
Yeah.
Oscars.
I feel like when it's... I want to give it the benefit of the doubt. When it's something like that cool, it wasn't... I feel like there wasn't a meeting. It was literally just... It's probably like a super chill company and the boss is just like, hey, let's go do this. Mm. Like, wasn't even a meeting. It was just like, yeah. And then everyone's on board because it's like, yeah, like this full sailing and we're going to drop a package for him. So, yeah. I don't feel like it was that deep and then it turned into something way deeper. But also... I mean, I don't want to give Phoenix, like, any shit, but, like, it's his first time. Like, you know, he went into this doing what he wanted to do, and it happens to be, like, it blew up for him, you know? So, like, I wouldn't fault him for not taking advantage of a situation where a company dropped the package on him. Like, this is all new to him. Like, he doesn't even know.
He's getting paid. I think he did a commercial for Microsoft. I was like, whoa, this is dope, dude. He was talking about, like, the pilot or something. I was like, wow, he's getting paid, dude.
Oh, wow. Like, yeah.
This is during when he was on the boat, though. But
good for him. I mean, but the thing is, like, that's still tough for him because he's the one who has to be making the business deals. He has no one behind him. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm sure if he had someone behind him, they would, like, upsell that shit and be like, no, I want $100,000 for this deal. They probably give him like $5,000 or something, like something super cheap. And he's just like, yeah, like I've never had a lump sum this big. So, yeah, we'll do this deal, mm-hmm. you know, and he gets taken advantage of when he can be worth a lot more.
Hey, but people got to leave that man alone, dude. You can tell he's an introvert.
And I know. Yeah.
When he's sucking his energy, dude.
Yeah, dude. Whew. It sucks. But leave like, the man alone. That's going to be the price you pay, dude. If you want to be famous.
True. That is true.
And not to mean, I don't mean to say like he wanted this, you know, he obviously started this with the intent of just like wanting to share with people his enjoyment of like breaking free from like, I think the standard of what society deems like should be the normal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then he blew up and now it's like, oh damn, I didn't expect this. Like that fool literally started something on a boat by himself and his cat and then landed in this first area and everyone's like, welcome, welcome. And it's like, what the fuck?
Big line of people. Oh my
God. Yeah, but for those that don't know what we're talking about Sailing with Phoenix, I think is the name. Yeah. Yeah, and he's a TikToker who quit his job, so grabbed his 401k, bought a boat, and just went sailing from Oregon to Hawaii. And he's been documenting every single day.
That's such a scary, like,
yeah,
just looking at YouTube videos and doing it. Oh man,
it's so scary. I saw a edited clip of just all of his laughters. He goes like,
"Oh shit, he does that." Yeah, it's like I got trapped in the boat.
Yeah, it's funny though. Like, it's not a bad laugh or anything, but it's just funny. Like when you do so many videos and people kind of notice it, and then they just cut it, and it's just all your laughters, all the different versions of it, and it's pretty funny. But good for him. I hope this becomes a big thing for him and he's able to monetize it. Because I think it's scary. But I think, I don't mean to like tell him what to do or anything, but I think his best option now is to get someone to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he doesn't, he won't benefit to the max on what he can do.
And we'll talk more about that with the Streamer University. Agent was saying, once you make this much money, get an accountant.
Yeah.
That's the first person you should hire. Get an accountant.
Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Peekaboo, I just put the boogers in the wall.
The other Daniel. Today we have some interesting topics. We're going to be talking about Streamer University, new Harry Potter series, and Anime of the Year. Keeping it simple, we might bring in some more topics, but we'll see. Other than that, though, what we've done this, I guess, 3 weeks now.
Woo! The monthly deal.
But for me, I went on a 10-mile run. And let me tell you. So I've been running. 6 miles was, like, my max distance. Those additional 4 miles messed me up, dude. This whole weekend, Memorial Day weekend, my legs were messed up. And I was like, dang, I think I did some permanent damage. But today was the first day that everything was fine, but I'm like, okay, maybe I should chill out on the running like that. I'll like keep running, but not that distance. I don't know what I did. Like it wasn't like hard or anything. It's just like, it's constant running. Like it's, I guess, knee pain or whatever, joint pain.
What's funny, this reminds me of like, there's those crazy guys that do ultra marathons, like 100 miles.
Yeah.
Did you see that TikTok where the guy was showcasing mile one? Mile 30.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole thing. It was like 20 minutes long, that TikTok.
Is he the firefighter guy?
No, I don't know. I don't know. He doesn't say.
There's, I think his name is Andy. He's a firefighter in he's in California, and not specifically Southern California, but he does all these different, like ultra marathons, like 250 miles, 300 miles. And he will run for days without sleeping. And then he'll be like, all right, day 32, I've only slept like, you know, a total of 3 days out of the 30 days. He's like, I'm starting to hallucinate. I was thinking about my my coach, and he started yelling at me while I was running. And it's like, what the fuck? He started like hearing like animals. Mm. And he says like, it gets dangerous because like, I don't know if it's a real animal or if it's like something I'm imagining. Like he hallucinates. It's crazy.
I recommend reading Dave Goggins' book because I don't know. He said just one day, he was like, I want to run an ultra marathon. No training whatsoever. Yeah. He's only run like 10, 15 miles, right? And he's like, I'm going to do it. They're like, you don't qualify for this. You need to do a prerequisite run. He's like, okay, I'll do that. And he did it without like training, and he got fucked up, dude.
Yeah, it's
like,
bad.
Because there's a different way to prepare for it. And he's like, I brought crackers. That's the worst thing to eat. And
yeah, because like, saliva, dude.
It's just like, holy shit. This guy just got the shit. Fucked up, dude. But he just kept on going still. Man, that guy's hardcore, man. Dave Goggins, I don't want to fucking ever train with that guy.
I mean, the thing is, mentally, I'm at that point where, like, if I need to do something, you just need to do it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, F everything else. Mm-hmm. But with this, I mean, I wasn't extremely messed up from running the 10 miles, but, like, it's crazy how, like, I can run 6 miles perfectly fine. Like, you know, continue on with my life. The additional 4 miles, like, I had some minimal damage that, like, kind of, you know, I felt it throughout, like, the whole weekend. And I was like, oh, shit, like, I was like, this is maybe I should start being more careful. But I could have kept running. I could have gone for, like, 15, 20 miles, if anything. But, right now, I don't need to push that. So, I just didn't.
Did I ever tell you the story? It's like a friend of a friend that did the LA Marathon. He didn't make it. Did they tell you the story? So he's doing the LA Marathon and he noticed he got hurt and he started going slower and slower and he went to a walk and all of a sudden like the cleaners were like right behind him.
Yeah.
And he just quit. He just
No, but at some point they do end it. Like they do end the thing, so there's like no finish line. They just like they pack everything up and leave and he's just like walking through. He's like, there's no point, I guess. No one's going to give you a medal at that point.
Oh, man.
But yeah, like, so I did the 10 miles. I was impressed with myself. I made a TikTok for it. Mm. But what else? There was... Oh, I watched Mission Impossible 8, Final Reckoning.
Oh, it came out already?
Yeah. I went to go watch it with Roberto. I was expecting to go watch... I might mispronounce this name, the Phoenician scheme.
Phoenician.
The Phoenician scheme. There you go. And that's what I was expecting. He sent me like a screenshot of the seats available. There was like literally only 2 seats next to each other. So I'm like, let's get these seats. And then we like went to the gym. We had ice cream. And then he's talking about it. He's like, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for Mission Impossible. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, he must have misspoke or something. And I never confirmed with him. And then we get to the movie and he's like, yeah, Mission Impossible 6. I was like, oh, God damn it, dude. I didn't want to watch this shit. I haven't watched, I've only watched Mission Impossible 1, 2, and 3.
1 was so fucking confusing.
That was it. That and then there's story. 4, there's 5, there's 6, there's 7.
Dude, they don't even number them anymore.
I know,
the Ghost Protocol or...
Yeah, and then the... So 7 was Dead Reckoning, and then this one was Final Reckoning. Mm. Those are the last two names. I mean, the movie is a Mission Impossible movie. Like, it is good for what it is. It's an action movie, but I was expecting, like, Wes Anderson, like, this type of style of movie. When I watched Mission Impossible, I was like, ah, dude. And they have stunts that are insane.
Tell me one thing, and this is a spoiler. Does anyone in his, like, crew dies because like no one, everyone's safe, dude. That's one thing I don't like.
I can tell you one person at least dies.
Okay. Damn, it's probably Ving Rhames. Probably.
I can just tell you one person dies.
Yeah. Okay.
At least
Simon Pegg or Ving Rhames, but I would say Ving Rhames dies. But I don't know.
Damn. But yeah, they do make a callback to like your team's always dying. Like everyone always dies. Like, they literally, like, and they did, like, an intro, kind of like the Marvel, where they showcased every single movie. And I was like, bro, they did such a bad job. Like, it looks like they tried to do, like, James Bond and Marvel, and they failed at either one of those, dude. It was just, like, a cheap, like, it's editing that I would do with no knowledge of editing. Like, it was, I thought it was really bad. And then the movie starts.
I haven't seen all of them. I saw the last one.
The 7, the Dead Reckoning.
Yeah, I saw that one, but...
Which is the one you need mainly for this one, because you find out about the whole AI thing.
Mm, yes, yeah. The enemy is AI, and... Yeah. I don't want to talk bad on Tom Cruise, because I respect him. I think...
I respect him for doing his own
stunts. He did this really weird interview once. They were like... Oh, so what are you most excited about Father's Day? Making movies. Like, what the fuck kind of answer is that, dude? But, I mean, he's always, like, a champion for movies and going to the movies. And, yeah, I respect that. But I feel like these movies are, like, his way of showing off his stunts.
Yeah.
That's...
It's like he gets paid to mess around.
They're impressive, but it's like, eh.
But I also feel like, because I feel like I've heard this before, but when an actual actor wants to do his stunts, it costs the movie studios a lot more than it does to just pay a... Because they have to insure the shit out of that fucking artist.
One of the movies, he broke his foot.
Yeah, exactly. One of the stunts. And then they got to like pause the fucking movie for like a couple months. So, I mean, it's cool, but that's selfish as fuck because you're screwing everyone else over.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I don't care about the movie studio. The movie studio can spend millions of dollars for all I care, but this is other people's job. Like, you're screwing them over by having to like hold off on this shit, so... I don't know. I just feel like it's a selfish thing, selfish thing. So, but yeah, did that. Watched the movie. What else did I do? I guess I haven't really done much. So that's it for me.
Watched two movies. Thunderbolts. Oh. It was okay.
Okay,
it was all right. It wasn't.
Not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Guardians is still probably the best, last best Marvel film. Guardians 3, but
I have to mention, are you excited for Superman?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Because it's James Gunn, and the thing is his track record is on and off.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see.
I mean the trailer makes it look good, but
if he said the inspiration is absolute Superman, if he follows that, I think he is, and it's gonna be different. Dude, there's this fucking funny-ass scene where, like, these two fucking dudes, I think there's, like, Samson, and they're, like, strong characters from DC. They're like, hey, Lois, you're trying to hit up on Lois. And Superman's like, what the fuck? But I think that's going to happen, but it's, like, Green Lantern. It's going to be different, like, a little different.
Gotcha.
They're like, hey, what's up, Lois? Like, how are you doing? Like, it's funny. Like, they do, like, challenges to win Lois's heart. It's fun. I don't know. If they follow that comic book, it's going to be good. But I saw, Thunderbolts, and then I also saw You Make Me Want to Shout, Throw Your Hands and Shout, Final Destination.
The Bloodlines.
What a fucking good time. Dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just, it's unbelievable, but at the same time, like, people die in really weird ways sometimes. Like, and so, the way it was made, I was like, oh, it's kind of cool.
So the very first one that came out, I watched. I loved it, and I used to watch like all the shows on MTV where people are breaking their bones and shit.
Yeah,
I was perfectly fine with that. Nowadays, dude, when I watch someone slowly dying, I'm like, no, I can't do this shit anymore, dude. I can't watch this shit. Like, I don't know why. It just like
what's funny is like gory scenes don't really affect me except. Whenever they slice the Achilles, that happens in Hostel and that happens in Pet Sematary.
Yeah, he's like, Cemetery. You want to get out?
I was like, no. That just, I don't know. It just, and also the paper cut scene in Jackass.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Anything else in Jackass is okay, but that paper cut scene, Jesus Christ. But yeah, that's Final Destination, it was cool. That ending is like, whoa, holy fuck.
But this is like, it's a new one in terms of like, it has no correlation to the previous ones other than like they're the kids, right? Or something like that.
They talk about a survivor.
Oh, okay.
There's only one survivor in the series, in the whole series, and they talk about it.
Okay, okay.
But yeah. It was fun. Watching that in 4DX would be such an experience, dude. God damn. But yeah, there's a first death scene, and it's a movie I wasn't afraid, but if it happened to me in real life, I'd be afraid because I'm afraid of heights.
Damn.
So like it happens in a very tall
damn
thing. And I just saw that. Slay the Spire, slowly chipping away, Ascension 20 at 19.
Trying to do it with the Warrior.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the easiest so far. So like
once you get used to him.
I always told, like, Kurosh or, like, also my other coworker who plays Arcana, like, if I were to play, like, a card game, I would want a deck that just fucking obliterates shit. Ironclad obliterates. He just does damage. He doesn't have a lot of defensive options. He doesn't have a lot of group attacks. But what he makes up for it is just damage. He's just fucking, I've been bulldozing through Ascension 20. It's pretty, it's so far the easiest out of all of them. Which is, Defect should be, now that I think about it, Defect should be like top tier, but I don't know why that he's so hard.
I think it's also RNG. Like, it's, he's a good character, but a lot of his cards, on top of like having a chance of picking the card, is also RNG on that card, because it's not going to be like, you know, I like, you can focus it to be that way, but like, even then, it won't be like, it's a 50-50 chance where it's going to do more damage than what it is. But I think it's because, I think that shows how good this game was developed, because that, obviously, the Warrior was the first character they made. And they balanced the shit out of him. Like, they did a good job with him. And then they've added more characters. But the more characters they've added so many more abilities for these characters. You know, because Defect has the whole orb thing where you can make it a shield. You can, like, do different things with it. They added, what's his name? The last guy that was introduced.
The Watcher?
Yeah, the Watcher. Monk. Which, like, he does. I haven't even played the Monk, so I don't even know. But I know he has, like, a lot of, like, things like that synergize together. So, like, they've added characters and just, like, made more of these characters. So, I think the game is, like, really well designed.
Yeah. It's weird because playing it, each character is a different game. It really is a different game.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, different strategies. But I think I've mastered deck building. Like, I don't have extra cards. I kind of know how, what to have.
I think is like one of the biggest killers is like when you have too many cards, you just randomly will get your worst cards. It's like, no, just stick to fucking like 15 cards and that's it. Like, just keep that.
I'm still trying to beat the game with 5 cards. There's an achievement beating it with just 5 cards.
Wow.
That's not even like a shuffle. That's just, you have five cards all always. The
fucking same cards.
Yeah, but.
How many cards did you start with?
I don't know. Wait.
Isn't it 10?
No, it's more than 10. It's like 13 or 14.
So you literally have to like remove the... That's funny.
At each shop.
Yeah, pretty much. Every chance you get, you have to remove it. And then you can't... not
pick up a card, dude.
Pretty much. I mean, you can pick up cards, but then you'd have to like get an extra card removed. So like at some point, you run out of like removals.
Yeah.
You can only remove so many cards.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Hopefully they're at PAX West, because I'm going to PAX West.
I'll go if I get a ticket.
I bought the Airbnb, so ahead of time. Did that, and then what you talking about? I went to Kendrick.
You did.
Schnozbleeds.
Did you buy like last minute?
I bought it early as food, but it was still expensive.
Yeah.
So it was like $200 nosebleeds.
Yeah, for like you were at the very top.
Floor seats are like 1,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I wish I was in the floor seats. But I told myself, if I didn't get floor seats, I make up for merch. I spent a G on merch.
Damn. So you did.
I spent.
True to your word.
Yeah. No, I mean, but that was my thing. I was like, I didn't get floor seats, so I'm going to spend a lot, but I didn't expect the G. And Rocky was there, which is crazy.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know until like, I was just looking at it through Instagram and I saw stories and I was like, oh, shit. He's like, I was there. He had better seats than me. He was in the middle. I was schnozbleed. Schnozbleed. But it was cool. I mean, damn, he was like fucking tiny as fuck. But I know people complain about the sound at that level. It was a little muffled, but it was still okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes you couldn't hear what he was saying. It was like, damn, the sound is kind of bad. But SoFi Stadium is like, it's a crazy stadium because there's no air conditioning. So they have this like two big openings, but there was a constant cold breeze. I'm like, damn, they engineered this fucking really nicely, well. Yeah. Like they did.
So you weren't hot.
No, it was cold. I was like, fuck, dude. Engineered very well. But damn. Yeah. I never been to a Kendrick concert. It's the loudest. It was the craziest energy of any concert I've been to. And I went to a Rage Against the Machine concert. And this was by far, the energy was fucking loud, dude. Like, I was going deaf, man. People screaming. Like,
damn.
It was like a big ass roar, dude. I was like, damn, this shit is loud. But yeah. Trying to go to more concerts. I think I'm going to go to the Death Stranding one I bought tickets for the Stardew, and I think I might go to the Chris Brown one.
I'm good on the wife beaters.
Damn. Feel bad for the guy because he'll never get... Because his concert is called the Breezy Bowl.
Yeah.
And that guy, I think, deserves a Super Bowl performance, but he'll never get it because him and Jay-Z...
He has a lot of problems,
obviously, even recently. Talented guy, a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing much.
All right, let's just jump into it. We got the, we'll start off with the big one, Streamer University. So I feel, I mean, on the side of my TikTok, Danny Bans was like the number one.
Does not even show up for
me. He didn't even show up for you? Damn. He got
what, so Streamer University is like a I guess like kind of a school Kaisenat set up
over
the weekend, I guess, or week.
I didn't know that. I thought it was going to be like a month long thing. I didn't know it was going to be literally one weekend.
And if you got invited, he probably paid for everyone, like knowing his money.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it was in Ohio, I think.
Okay. I didn't know where it was, but I know that Kaisenat invited these people. He, like, it wasn't just anyone. Like, he handpicked people. Well, like, him and his team handpicked the people.
He, like, also, like, handpicked streamers who would become teachers, professors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Agent was one.
Extra Emily,
who was not that great. I think Agent was the best
of
the
teachers.
Like, he literally, like, concise information. Always like,
dude, if that guy was never a content creator, he would make an excellent teacher. The way he was teaching things, I was like, dude, this guy.
He took it like, he took that job seriously. And everyone else was like, not that great. You know, like literally like streamer content type shit. Like, just make fun of people, do this, do that, whatever. But no, Agent had good stuff to say. Like, if you can get clips out of Agent's class, you know, use the information. But what else? Oh, there was a point where they all, not all, but like a lot of the streamers left the campus to go to a party. And that raised questions, like, because Kaisenat could have just ended everything right there. Mm-hmm. Been like, you know, you guys are done. Like, we're not going to continue this. You know, you guys weren't supposed to leave the campus. Because that causes issues, because it allows possible, like, people that are not part of the university to join on the thing or whatever. But
I saw a clip of a girl and a guy went up to her and he's like, oh, I'm like one of your fans. And he gave her a gift.
Yeah.
And the security is like, hey, what did I tell you? What are the rules? You do not interact with anyone that's not a part of this. I'm like, come on, dude. That's just a fan. He wasn't like.
I know, but the thing is that one fan could be the malicious intent. Like, it could have been something,
true.
You know? So it's like, you can't let anything slide. Like, that's the way. Because, like, the security guard was getting shit on for, like, being rude to the streamer. But it's like, no, he has one job. It's not to let anyone interact with people that are part of the university. Or, well, part of, the whole school thing. And I feel like he was doing his job and he did it right. Like, he was concise, like, hey, like, no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, you cannot interact.
Oh, no. I guess the flip side of it is, I mean, because I see videos of SZA.
Yeah.
And, dude, she goes to every fucking city and she's, like, meeting fans. And
but, I mean, like, that's her thing where she doesn't have restrictions. Like, she can put restrictions on herself, but, like, this person was invited to something where it has restrictions. Like, you can't, you know, those are like rules. But obviously, like, rules are meant to be broken because obviously there's a point where they all leave campus to go clubbing. And that became a huge, like, viral moment. Now, everyone was like talking about it. Like, there's whole clips about it and stuff like that. Like, I feel certain people got more clout for it because, like, they were so cool about it and stuff. And it's like, oh, dude, that guy is so sick. Like, I would like to, like, go out with that person too, you know? So there's benefits to breaking the rules, but, like, rules are there for, you know, protection, I guess. So
it's funny because there's also, like, a guy talking about, he was talking about his experience in Streamer University, and he was saying, like, there were some content creators that never left the room. or never mingled. And you know what? That would have been me, man, because I would have just not interacted with people. It would have been a wasted opportunity, but that's just my personality if I went there.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have really mingled.
And that's true. Like, it's so crazy because I feel like you have to expand that web of knowing people when it comes to, if you want to put yourself out there, you have to expand that web, because you can still do it, but it's going to be a lot harder. You know, you can be like Queso and do your own thing, but eventually when you get big enough, you're going to have to meet these creators. In Queso, like, you know, he met Jinxy, all these different people. And I think he does collabs now and stuff, but before, yeah, was his own thing, you know?
It's crazy because, like, I go to a lot of the Twitch creator camps.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like Streamer University. I learned way more from Agent Zero than the Twitch creator camps. The Twitch creator camp, their advice kind of sucks, dude. I'm sorry to say, dude. Agent was dropping knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, the road is not easy, but he was dropping. And, you know, which is not very selfish, because most people who have that knowledge would keep it to themselves. Like, I don't want no one to be in my position, but he was dropping the pathway.
Yeah.
And I think a bold asterisk has to be placed that that's the strategy for now. It can always it always changes. Because I remember Summit gave his advice on how to make it big if he were to start all over again. Very different, but it's because things are always changing.
Yeah.
And TikTok is fucking king.
Yeah. It's short term. Like, I think one of the things the agent said was just short clips. Like, literally, like, 10-second, 30-second clips. Just, like, post those all the time. He's like, you can get famous off of longer clips, but longer clips give you money, but it's not going to make you famous. So you need to post the short clips first. Once you get bigger, you can start posting longer clips. But it's in the beginning. It's one short thing, clips.
And dude, like, damn, I'm not gonna put this person on blast, but like, you know, whenever I mention a content creator, the person gets annoyed, and it's like, nah, dude, that's not the way. Agent was saying is like, nah. When I saw another content creator and I saw how he did it, I studied him. I never shitted on him. I would follow what he did, and I was like, that's the way to do it. You see these, like, people who make it. I mean, part of it is luck, too, but you got to study them.
Yeah.
Like, and, yeah, I don't know. That's just.
But, yeah, I think I want to say at least the agent part, huge success on grabbing him as a teacher. Other than that, like, overall, it was a cool experience, but I feel like it does have to be kind of tightened up. Because, like, some of the teachers didn't have, like, a good, you know, it was just, like, mess around type of thing. It was, like, friends hanging out with friends type. Other than that, though, I would think it was a cool experience. And I didn't know it was only a weekend. I mean, I know it's over, but I didn't realize at the time that it was only one weekend. I thought it was going to be, like, a few weeks.
What's crazy is if I was still streaming, I would have applied for it. But I wasn't. I mean, I wasn't streaming. I wasn't going to apply for it.
I mean, you still could have.
I could have, yeah. Being picked is like a miracle. Some of those people actually didn't have that many viewers.
I mean, you were talking about it earlier. There was that one guy who wasn't reading his chat.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a person that said, oh, there was a girl on there. She only had like 1,000 viewers. I was like, damn, dude, I got 2,000 subs on YouTube, dude. Fuck, dude, I could have went, dude. I was like, damn, I could have went. Fuck.
So, yeah, I mean, you have YouTube and Twitch, so. But yeah, I mean, so just to let people know, there is a streamer that only had one viewer, happened to be Kai Sanat, and Kai Sanat was trying to invite him into his university, and they never read chat, dude. They never read chat.
I always say, and this is gonna be different from everyone else, but chat is number one, dude. If I can't see something, I'm concentrating, guys. I'll say something. Got focused on this boss, but chat is number fucking one. That's why I feel like I don't do 100% focus on the game, because my peripherals on chat.
Yeah.
So
even when I was like I feel like the most difficult thing I've done on stream is Cause Blood Level 4, And even then, dude, I was like mid dodge and I would still look at the foot as chat and then, you know, go back. I was always looking at chat, dude.
That's when that fucking shrimp hit you.
The fucking noises he makes. Shit. Fucking the shrimp. But yeah, so Streamer Street University was actually a cool event. I hope it becomes a recurring thing, like every year maybe.
That'd be cool.
I know it's very costly, but eventually he can get sponsors. And then it can pay itself and maybe even make more money. He can make more money out of it. Where
I think, you know, he had a sponsor. He had one. I know he had a T-Mobile.
But yeah, but like, you know, once it gets more famous, like, more sponsors. At first,
is this a T-Mobile commercial or is this like from Streamer University? I was confused. I think it was actually in Streamer University, but it was paid by T-Mobile.
Nice. But yeah, like, eventually he can get more sponsors. Like he could have like Coke, and then Coke would like give him all the like beverages that he can give out. You know, different, like, it could be a big thing, dude. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, this is, like, on a side note. You just fucking mentioned Coke. Well, we don't do financial advice. You know, but Coke is going to do a stock split soon.
Oh, that's funny.
So they're dividing up to 10. So
if you buy 10, you get 100?
Yeah, if you buy one, you get 10.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, since you mentioned Coke, you know, if this creator content thing doesn't work out for me, I'm gonna try to retire early. So I did spend a lot of money on the fucking merch, but which should have went into like investments, but I've been investing a lot more.
Nice.
On the road to early retirement. And okay. I'm gonna say early, not like I want to retire by 10 years maybe. That's kind of impossible maybe, but before 65. No, I don't want to retire at 65. Oh, I don't want to work to death.
Yeah.
It's I understand, like, it's hard to save money, but like you have to save something, dude.
But I mean, like, the thing is,
I wish my parents fucking taught you? Saved money for me or me. I wish I started investing at even if I just started investing from 20 to 30, that money, just that 10-year period, that money would have set me.
But the thing is, like, at age 20, dude, like, even my future self, like, now, talking to myself at a young age, my young ass would be like, fuck you. Like, what the fuck are you talking about right now? Yeah. Like, you know, I want to get concert tickets. I want to do this. I want to do that. Like, there is no money saving. Like, I already know myself. Like, there is no possible way I was going to convince myself at a young age to save money. And that's just the way it is. Like, all the young folks are like, no, I have money. I'm going to use my money, you know? Because you don't think at that young age it's going to do anything, but then you realize about compound interest.
I kind of went the opposite. Like, after, like, almost dying, I was just fucking spending money. I have a lot of money saved up.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot. So, that part, like, dude.
But now that you fixed the dying part.
What's the point of, like, saving if I'm going to fucking die? So,
yeah,
I'm like, doing both, you know? Now I'm, like, kind of more fluid.
Okay,
like Slay the Spire, you gotta be fluid in your run.
So with five cards.
I'm fluid now. I'm more fluid. I'm spending money and saving. Damn, it'd be cool just to retire now, though.
God. Get into Streamer University. Teach these kids about investments, dude. So the next one is going to be a new Harry Potter series. So they recasted the whole crew because it's going to be younger people again.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, first of all, I don't know the cast.
The most famous person is Dumbledore, John Lithgow, Third Rock from the Sun, the dad.
Oh shit,
he's Dumbledore.
Okay.
But everyone else is kind of like, I don't know who they are.
And then have they talked about like how long it's going to be, like, series wise, or no?
I'm guessing each season's a book. Okay. So 7 years.
When we're talking about a show, I guess they expect the one show, like the one series, and then, or one season, and then if it gets enough views, then they'll go on the set. So, like, it's just one and done for now, for all we know.
Sure.
Yeah. Because they have a plan, you know, to make a certain amount of series, but they never talk about
it's
that.
Not it's not successful.
Always, yeah, it's always one season at a time.
One season and it's done.
Yeah. So there's that.
They better, because the kids that they casted, they're young. They better make this quick, because, you know, kids grow up fast.
Yeah. There's like a point where you hit puberty and like you change instantaneously. Mm-hmm. What else? So why did we bring it up? I feel like we had something.
I mean, I'm not too excited for it. I only watched Prisoner of Azkaban, the movie. Yeah. So that's the only movie I saw. And J.K. Rowling is a piece of shit.
So. And then you made a costume out of that.
Yeah. And also, J.K. Rowling isn't the greatest human being. So yeah. I'm just not.
I think
it's so heartbreaking because that is a book that is supposed to be very open-minded and the author is very closed-minded.
Yeah. The thing that I hate, though, too, is like I'm sure they had certain thoughts when writing the book and then everyone else has different thoughts, like a more open-ended thought, and they were like very closed-minded thought when they're writing the book, and it's just like, I don't know how this miscommunication happened, but it did, and everyone fell in love with the book. And now we know what the author is like, and it just sucks. I guess we'll move on to the next thing. And it's anime of the year.
Sheesh!
So, I guess we'll... Do we want to talk about certain animes, or just anime of the year? Just anime of the year?
Yeah, just...
I mean, they did the... I don't remember the award for it, but the Attack on Titan. Global Impact Award. Which was, this is the first time they've announced that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was, they literally made it for Attack on Titan
mm-hmm.
to say that it impacted the world.
Which I agree with, but there's Dragon Ball.
I think the rumbling impacted the world. Other than that, though.
Yeah. I think Attack on Titan is brilliant. It has some flaws to it, and it's a little fascist, in my opinion. I don't understand when people say it's full fascist. Like, it's not that.
Yeah,
it's a little bit to me. But, yeah, it's... Dragon Ball is the global impact. The first award should have went to Dragon Ball. So, I mean, it might get it next year.
I don't think it'll... Because I don't think they're going to bring back this award. I feel like it was a type of, like... I don't know. Like I feel like they had a different like understanding of what a global impact is, because like Dragon Ball Z is so like famous, but they don't mean like it's impacting the world type thing. They mean like, I feel like it's all based on the U.S. and they're like it impacted the U.S. I feel like that's what they like are mentioning when they say global impact. But yeah, Dragon Ball Z, like, much longer standing series. And everyone, you know, like it's a huge thing in Mexican lives. It's a huge thing in the U.S. lives. It's a huge thing in Japan lives. Like that's everyone has had.
It's what Ocarina of Time is to most video games. Yeah. It's the blueprint.
Yeah.
Of shonen type of manga or anime.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there's One Piece, which is like the longest freaking thing. But yeah, so anime of the year went to Solo Leveling. And in the U.S., people are happy, and then people are sad because there was...
They're not freaking mad.
I haven't... So I did watch Solo Leveling. I have not watched the other one that people said should have won, and it's called Frieren.
Yes.
Now, that one, what's funny enough is I read the comic for that one. Frieren is fucking fantastic.
I think that has the best storyline out of everything that nominated.
Because it has ideas about life that you can kind of like transfer into like real life type things, you know, like the experiences. And the reason it does that is because Frieren is an elf who like obviously has, well, in the world of like elves live longer than humans. So this whole story is like Frieren has been living their life. They look like the same age from when their friends were young to when they're old. And she's like living her life. Her friends get old. Like one of them is like, a well-known hero. He ends up getting old and dies, and Frieren continues to live her life, and she's like so powerful because of all the history she has of like learning magic and stuff. And so you're learning, like,
I heard it's like the guy that dies was in love with Frieren.
Yeah, the hero.
And Frieren, she realized that she was in love with him, but the time was so brief for her.
For her, it's so brief. For him, it's like he lived 100 years. Yeah. For her, it's like it's literally a glimpse of her life. Like, she's lived longer than that. And that's when she's like, she essentially like shows no emotion, but I think as you watch the anime, like she starts gaining emotions. She starts realizing like, oh, like even though these people are going like through glimpses of my life, like they still have an impact on me. Like they still like I still affect their lives. They still affect my life. Like I should cherish these things more, even though it's just a small moment in my life. So I think it's a really cool thing. And it's just like, it's a deeper anime than just like an anime should be. And I feel like Solo Leveling is just like, it's a cool action thing. Like, you know, whoa, like this guy's getting so strong and he's like taking out all these monsters and it looks cool. Like the art style and everything like that. But Frieren has like a cool storyline, cool, like, you know, little like life advices type things. So I think Frieren should have taken it. And I think they did take it in Japan. Best anime. Yeah.
I've only seen Dandaran, but I think Apothecary Diaries is the prettiest out of all. If you were just going by visuals,
yeah.
I think Apothecary Diaries should have won best.
I need to watch Frieren. The only reason I haven't watched it is because I read the manga, and like I feel every time I read a manga, I don't need to watch the anime, but I feel like that needs to change. Because I also did read Solo Leveling, and I watched it.
I read Attack on Titan and a manga. Anime is so much better.
Yeah.
Like, seeing the fight scenes animated, it's just 100, a million times better.
I think it depends, because there's an anime that I've been reading called The Beginning of the End. They made it an anime. Dude, the anime fucking sucks because it's literally cut and paste artwork. Like, there's no movement involved. It's like literally like the person in one like action just moving this way. Like, it doesn't even show him running. It's literally like him stuck in a photo and then just like moving. It looks so bad. And people are shitting on it. And honestly, dude, that the manga is fucking fantastic. It's like one of my favorite mangas. Mm. And it sucks that the anime had such bad animation.
So what was weird about the Solo Leveling is I called it that it was going to win, because for me, when I was watching, when it got the announcement of nominees, when I was watching my FYP, it seemed like the general consensus, people loved Solo Leveling.
Yeah.
They love it.
But I mean, just to tell, like, your 40 page doesn't mean it's global wise, because for the Streamer University, Danny Bands was like my number one person showing up on my thing.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, exactly. And for you, it didn't even pop up. Who was there a specific streamer that popped up for you, like that was like made it seem like they were getting the most benefit out of the Streamer University?
Agent Zero and Extra Emily. Those two.
I mean, those weren't even students. You know, like those were.
There was this white girl, but she was doing dances.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She
plaque. Primate Page.
Yeah, Primate. Yeah, Page. And what's funny is there's a thing where she's in the room with someone, and they're and she's like, "What's my favorite color?" And he looks around, he's like, "I think black is your favorite color." And then there's one where she drinks a drink from the UK. Someone brought it over from the UK, and she drinks it. And she's like, "Oh, dude, this tastes like ass, dude." And then everyone's trying it, and then she like. I think it's her cameraman. She's like, "Hey, I tried this. So like, it's an indirect kiss. You should try it too," or whatever. And then the guy tries it, and it tastes like meat, apparently, in a bottle. Like, it's a really bad drink. But I think it was funny how she tried to get the guy to drink it by saying like, "Oh, we're kissing," because so you know a lot of the gooners out there. So,
which is funny. Anime Expo, they showed their autograph schedule, and I was like, kind of curious, like, "Oh, who's?" It's gonna show up, and there's this Japanese name. Never heard it. I'm not, you know, big in anime, so I was like, "Who is this guy?" Guy sure makes hentai. So his autograph thing was sold out. And
what
I was like,
the fuck?
Damn, the gooners are gonna goon. Yeah, the gooners, gooners rise up, dude. Jeez, I was like, holy moly,
that's so funny, dude. But I talking about Anime Expo, dude. Was it always expensive as fuck? It's like one day is $190.
Wow. I don't know. So prices are for everything are gone.
I feel like I used to go just because like it was
30
like
bucks.
Yeah, it was like the cheapest bucks. One. Now it's like, I was like, I'm not going to pay this. You know, I'm not paying the prices that they're charging, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, I mean, I used to be like really in anime, but like now I'm just like, kind of casual in anime. So not worth the 95 or 90 bucks.
Unless you goon.
Unless I goon.
Gooner's gonna goon.
Do you have anything else? We had talked about something and I wanted to bring it up and I already forgot. That's why I write everything down. I didn't write it down.
Was it dealing with the musical artist?
No. Not that I remember.
You know what I was going to bring up.
Anything else? Anything else?
Oh, so, I mean, we talked about it last time, last 3 weeks. Sesame Street got picked up by Netflix.
Oh.
So, but the deal is, I don't like it's funded by a corporation now.
Right.
But they said it still comes out free on PBS. Like they said, we'll sign with you, but we still want to be able to air on PBS same time. It's like, that's cool. But it's now owned by a corporation. So we'll see.
I mean, it's not owned. It's just funded.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So like they can always break off from that. I don't know. Well, I guess they probably have a contract. So like when the contract ends, they can break off from that. And hopefully they're able to break off sooner than later. What else? Yeah, I got nothing else. Do you have anything
else? I mean, Summer Games Fest is coming up, so I guess we'll make predictions next time.
Yeah, we can do the predictions next time. And then, do you still want to go to the Game Awards show?
Oh, December?
In December?
Maybe.
Right. I mean, we still have, we can still decide.
Yeah.
Does that have to be now?
Maybe.
I just associate Summer Game Fest with, like, already the Game Awards shirts happening.
IGN Live.
Oh, yeah. I'm down for that one. I think you said you were down. Yeah. You were going to get the VIP?
I already bought it.
Oh, my God.
You got to send money.
Send me the link or I'll search
you only
it.
Live because they never responded back with the free tickets.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. Yeah. I'll probably get them too. I'm sure if anything
you don't
happens,
have to buy the
VIP.
VIP. Yeah. All
right. I'll just have you go off.
It's like way section. Cheaper. Like non VIP is so. That thing's like $20.
All right.
It's like super cheap.
Fucking dude. Down for that.
If that thing gets big though, that thing is gonna be like a $50 ticket.
It'll start going up, and your VIP will be like $150. I don't know how much it was now, but. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.